Hey, America!
Start listening now!
Finally, it's the episode. The episode where we, 12 points from America, decide who gets to survive on the Eurovision arc and who gets left in the dust!
Wait, if it's dust, then they don't need an arc, do they? They could just walk.
And they can just hold their breath.
Mm. Their allergies are just going crazy.
Oh.
And welcome to another hypoallergenic episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country just north of the Gulf of Mexico. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And I'm Liz.
What the hell?
Again.
Oh,
can't Liz. Get rid of me.
Oh, boy.
The fifth Beatle is beetling again.
Yay. Oh, we're in the same room. It's been way too long since we've done this.
You're never in the same room with Liz.
No.
That would be sinful.
It's the yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a Catholic thing.
It's Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Catholic, Sam, hit him with the.
You can join our conclave by following us on social media.
That is this week.
It is. No, I'm actually like wondering if I'm going to be in the air when they say, you know, the whole Habemus Papam thing, like, because it starts on the 7th. I fly on the 9th.
What if the new Pope and the Eurovision winner are from the same country?
Ooh.
Well, there's no contestant from the Philippines.
No, so. Unfortunately.
Come on.
Yeah. Isn't JJ half Filipino?
Oh,
that's right, he is. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Man, well, in that case, that's the result. That is in both cases the result.
All right, Sam,
I want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's half Filipino. Anyway. Yeah, you can find us on all the standard and substandard social media outlets. 12 Points USA is basically our handle on everything. Or you can just email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find our merchandise over on our Redbubble page or support us with a one-off donation on our Ko-fi account. That's Ko-fi. Or a sustained monthly donation on Patreon. Whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way. But Patreon supporters do get exclusive content, early access to episodes, and other special features like something that we are going to talk about during this episode. And like I said, some of us are going to be flying over to Basel for this year's contest. If you are on the ground in Basel...
Leave us alone.
And you're right. Well,
Basel!
Some of us are going to be doing the exit poll.
That's right.
Yes.
If you recognize us, come say hi. Maybe we have stickers. Delivered?
We'll have a little bit of 12 point swag if you see us at the arena or elsewhere. We'll have some stuff.
You know, just pocket full of stickers at all times, just in case one of y'all says hello to us. But yeah, and if you're not coming to Basel, we will be covering things from the press center, and it'll almost be like that. You're there with us. Without paying Swiss prices, so maybe you're the winner here.
Win-win, I think.
Yeah. Good job, everyone but us.
also wanted to shout out two of our new patrons who just joined the family this week, Daniel Osorio and Nick Siebenaller. I hope I'm pronouncing both of those right. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it. We have some super, super quick news. Rehearsals have officially started as of, I believe, yesterday. Photos are just beginning to trickle out. Very, very curated, very, very locked down. It's they're keeping a lot close to the chest, but I'm sure as soon as we get on site and they start showing those more open to the press rehearsals, you're going to see a lot more information. It's a really, really exciting time. It's the, I won't say the calm before the storm, but sort of like that little simmer before your pot gets to a full-on boil over.
I love the insinuation that once 12 points shows up, that's when the leaks will start happening.
Oh, hell.
What a coincidence. Well, you can also find us on Signal.
Oh, boy. You never know when we'll be added to your favorite Signal chat of choice, so just keep an eye on them. And maybe keep an eye on everything. Anyway, yeah, rehearsals are underway. We've seen some photos. We've seen anything... Like, as of recording, we've seen, like, 10 artists or something like that. Is there been anything that surprised, anything that maybe moved the radar? I know we talked a little bit about possibly Iceland. Somebody was saying Iceland
They brought a boat.
Yeah.
Just a lot more showiness. Some props, some impressive... Like, when you... Like, I've seen the stills of Portugal performing, mm-hmm. and that's about what you expect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen Clemens perform. Yeah. That's what you expect.
We do have a photo of Justyna from Poland dangling from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So she's gonna be doing a dangle.
So we have we have dangle capabilities.
Yes.
At Eurovision this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think ESE Discord or something like that noted that Clemen from Slovenia also performs the first half of the song upside down. So whatever the issue was with suspending...
With dangling capabilities.
Of danglitude that... it has been resolved. Thank goodness.
Awesome. Hey, all hail the dangle! Yeah.
Yes! Love a good dangle. Speaking of which, the official Eurovision YouTube page has dangled something... something perpetual that I'm just really excited about. There is now a 24-hour stream of just randomly chosen Eurovision performances.
Now they classify them as hits, 24/7 hits.
It does say that it did also play.
They're not all hits.
One of the times I tuned in, I caught the lucky one on this thing. I'm just looking right now. We've got Joust Grab the Moment playing right now as we. As we record, so that's good. I really want to. We'll get on a StreamYard call and just watch this stream for a while and record it, and we'll put that on Patreon. I think that'll be a lot of fun. We love doing the React videos, and this way, none of us have any control over what we have to watch and make fun of. So.
Just swear. So it's going to come up with something from like the 1997 contest, and Sam's going to be like, "Oh, I love this one!"
Hey, we'll put a stone on Thank Gloria as a bop.
Yeah,
okay,
idiot.
It's going to be.
I don't think it was 97, but
yeah. I don't know if it goes before 2000. I'm trying to think of the oldest thing I've seen on it.
I do think I've seen something from the 90s.
90s, okay. Cool.
If they don't have Paul Oscar on there in heavy rotation, they're missing out.
I mean, you'd think at least like Waterloo and Bucks Fizz. I don't know. Like,
the classics.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, it just switched over to Rim Tim Taggy Din.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
See,
yeah,
see yeah, this sorry. Is this is the
there's
this,
a hit.
Check out the Patreon. We'll be filming ourselves making fun of that stream. Also, this is great. We can't in America.
Most of these songs are geo-blocked.
Yes, everything. Yeah, like you thought the fascism was bad. We can't watch any contest after 2015 in its entirety. But they do show up on this, and so I could watch Rim Tim Daggy Dim for the first, or I don't know how many times I've seen it on the stream already, but you get the idea. Anyway, this thing kicks ass, and I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited for that. I'm so glad that that exists. Okay. Before we get into talking about this year's songs exactly, I want to recap some of what happened in our first
our
preview shows. And I want to note, we haven't talked about this much on the show, as many of you know, because any of you have done this. You can go to Spotify and look at the episode that you just listened to, for perhaps, and leave comments. And I want you to know we do see these.
Oh dear.
And they're fine. I compiled a few that I thought were fun from the preview shows. And so.
Am I about to get my ego bruised?
A little bit.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Oh,
if we go back even farther, there are a couple I really want to highlight. On episode 243, which was one of our new shows in like. February or March, thereabouts, Sophie said, "I like you guys, but you're bumming me out with your saltiness."
Have they met us?
What was the topic about that?
I don't know. I don't think it's our fault. They should have sent better songs this year. On episode 227, this is great. Claire noted, "This show cured my canker sores and also my woke mind virus." Looking at some of the preview comments, from preview one, so this was the one that Liz was on.
Oh, goodness.
Nah, it's fine. Undercover Turtle. Hello, Undercover Turtle. "For me, Always on the Run and Survivor are quite different, especially considering that the former is good, and Isaac sang it incredibly well."
Accurate.
True. Yes,
yeah,
true.
That's a good point.
We can stamp that.
And Anthony said, "I like how you just all eviscerated Espresso Macchiato."
Yep.
Accurate.
Also, yeah. I'm glad there's fans out there. Hating. Because hating is so easy. And fun.
So for preview two...
Some people deserve it.
Some people deserve hate. Like that song.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Chendrick.
Chendrick.
He doesn't do hate.
He doesn't feel hate.
He just feels sorry.
Yeah. Escape it out, I don't remember the rest of that.
Yeah.
And neither do you. If you think you do, you're wrong. Go to karaoke right now. Do it. Oh, that reminds me. This was the thing I was going to mention. This has nothing to do with anything. But Liz and I were talking about this last night when we were at dinner. And I want to put this to the three of you. Let's say you're at a bar and grill, kind of divey sort of a place, and okay. there's karaoke going on.
Okay, that's usually where I do karaoke anyway.
Okay, All right, three I don't know, mid 20s.
Yeah,
that three mid 20s white women come up together. Here's the question: What song are they doing?
They're doing
Eurovision song, or
no.
Kind
no.
of divey,
any
three
song.
White
no,
women.
No, I've moved on from Eurovision.
So okay, can you at least give us this? Is it a group song? Or are they singing in unison?
You don't know. You were about to hear them sing.
Okay.
Is this suburbia or is this
ooh, good question. Suburbia. Yes.
Okay.
Mid-20s too. So they don't go back too far.
Yeah, we're not talking Wilson Phillips here.
Okay. I was gonna say Wilson Phillips.
I would say maybe Goodbye Earl by the Chicks.
You are exactly right.
Whoa!
It's got big play. The kids love it. The kids do love that song.
That is incredible.
Okay, good.
I'm so glad we brought that up. I will note in like true future Newlywed Game winners fashion, Liz and I picked the same song.
Oh,
we were wrong. We both said Summer Nights.
I've seen that done too many times. Poorly. Real crap.
Yeah. That was incredible.
I'm so glad. That was a poll.
That was amazing.
I'm done with the podcast now. You can read my 12.
Danny,
goodbye, guys.
Danny, be honest. Were you one of those 20-something white women in disguise?
I was not, no. However, I had that at the ready only because that is one of Stevie's three karaoke songs.
Oh.
Stevie loves doing that song.
Awesome.
It can be done, but it does deserve to be sung by three mid-20s white women in suburbia.
Well, using the term sung loosely on that.
Yeah.
Didn't that song come out in like 2000?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
So they weren't even alive when that song came out.
Maybe not.
Borderline.
A little bit.
That's just kind of wild to me. I mean, like, that'd be a song for me from like the 60s. Like Led Zeppelin.
Plenty of songs from the 80s that I liked when I was a teenager, and I was born in 1990. That's right, everyone. I'm a child.
No, we're not.
All right, let's get into really.
Yeah, okay.
What else we got?
Some more comments. So from preview 2, this was a comment from Adopted Child of Love, who
good username.
Adopted Child of Love.
Yes. Go on.
We're losing so.
Yeah, we are. We are. Okay.
All right. Adopted Child of Love says this is about one of our favorites for sure. Germ. Hey, if you want to find out more about the Germ album art and why it is. Of the schematic of a psychiatric hospital.
Yes, please. Yes. I love that bit of trivia.
Yeah, watch this creator, and there's a YouTube link that I will send to all y'all here. Basically, Germ is a song that could be or is about the brutal communist past of Albania and ex-communist countries. When you spoke against the regime, you'd be called crazy and put into a hospital for quote-unquote treatment. Oh boy.
Which is really interesting considering that the Festival de Cungas, I want to say like the 11th or 12th contest, was considered by the higher-ups to be a little bit too revolutionary.
Uh-oh.
And they threw the producers of that contest in jail. I think people died after Festival
de
Cungas.
Oh, my God.
So for a song like Germ to win, that's a very
nice combination.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So something America can look forward to in like 50 years.
Can't wait. For preview 3, J-Girl, thank you, J-Girl, says, I'd say Roa, that's Iceland, is deeper than we give it credit for.
Oh.
From the silver suit explanation and references to Greenland and the Faroe Islands, as well as, I'm going to screw this up, Gisli Martin. All in the lyrics and the Pride Flag music video, it seems like Vibe's message is unity for a positive and peaceful future, and that we can all sail to the stars / heaven if we can stop letting differences divide us. Greenland and the Faroe Islands will be independent, peace in the Middle East, queer rights, and all in a silver wetsuit.
So basically the Panarctic vision.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, what gayer?
Is this
Antarctic Vision the least gay Eurovision?
Ooh.
I don't know. The Dear God in the Morph Suit
Yeah, no, which is the least, by the way, they have, it's maybe not gay, but it's queer.
Yeah. Oh, no, sure. And supposedly the Russians are bringing back Intervision.
They are working, there is apparently going to be an Intervision this year, yeah.
Speaking of Pan-Arctic Vision, guys, they have announced that it is taking place this year. Iqaluit in Nunavut will be the host city.
Oh, well, all right.
Here's another comment. Andy says, from a podcast of Eurovision enthusiasts, I'd expect some actual enthusiasm, or at least some optimism.
Well, it was this year.
Also annoyed at the fact that you guys have trouble putting words together in a coherent way and just rely on puffs of air of boredom. Also, no one needs more snarkiness. Hopefully more enthusiasm next time. Well, Andy...
Get out of here.
How's that for enthusiasm?
I would love to know the episode because I think it's the one where...
No, this is preview 3. This would have been the show with GJ, of all things.
Oh! What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. He's got us on one thing. This was a very sigh-heavy preview.
It was.
Not our fault.
Not our fault. Maybe we would hate less if there was less to hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you think about that?
But for the record, like, we do this because we love this.
Yes. Yes.
We're not punching down.
It's a sigh of disappointment.
Well, in the case of one person, we are punching. Antonio, and this is preview 4, so this was with Lisa Jane. Antonio said, Switzerland's Zoe Mee has the Billie Eilish energy plus coffee house that we hoped for from Victoria back in 2020 and 2021. I hope she doesn't get the Ojardim treatment.
Oh, my heart. My heart.
Victoria from...
Bulgaria.
The one you didn't like.
Growing up, the one I didn't like.
Growing up is getting old. Yeah.
You know, that is very Billie Eilish-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like quieter and more like sweet.
The vocal
quieter
quality,
than
the
Billie Eilish.
The vocal quality is very close. That's pretty apt.
Yeah.
This was an interesting comment that I think this is in reference to Marina Conte. I think.
Okay.
This is from J Girl. You're back. I think it's unfair to say that she's appropriating drag. She's queer and part of the community. She is doing a drag performance because that's who she is. And even if she were straight, she could still do drag.
Yeah, that's right.
Drag is... Yeah, I don't put borders on drag. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Drag without borders. We're starting it now.
DWB.
Yeah, that's what
And then preview 5. This is our old pal adopted child of love. again, loved your insights as always. I sort of agree with you on Sweden. I have the song at my 11th spot, just outside the top 10.
Mm.
And I don't know. I still feel like that is a possibility. Mm. So, but that's what we've had. I haven't seen anything on preview 6 with Krista yet, but
we just released
we'll keep an eye on it. But yeah, just so you know, you can join the conversation on Spotify in particular. You can leave comments on things. And if you enjoy the show... you can give us a review. You can do that on iTunes or wherever. And we really appreciate it. And if you say something funny or monstrously unfunny, we might embarrass you on the show. So you have that to look forward to.
Yeah, but that might incentivize people to roast us.
Okay. Well...
Lightly toast us,
give a good comment and we'll think about it.
Yeah, put us at just below setting 1 on the toaster. Mm,
yeah. Just warm us slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly
crispy.
Why does
the toaster go up to 6? Who wants that?
All right, just like the real show, we're going to draw this out as much as possible
with one more
interval act. This is the always, always loved and fun What Country Was This Comment About?
That's right, okay.
So I want to say to our patrons, thank you. Oh my God, we got so many ballots this year. We got so many song ratings and things like that. And as always, you left various insightful and interesting comments that we are now going to share. I'm going to tell you the comment, or in a couple of cases, just the nature of the comments. To collectively tell me what country is this person talking about.
Light on me.
Let's see. Bring it.
You
all did an amazing job. Those of you who left comments and things like that.
Our listeners are all on the same page.
To start off, there was a song that had 3 different comments mentioning Radiohead.
Oh.
Lithuania?
Lithuania, well done. We had a song that had 4 different reviews mentioning Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, that's Parg.
That's Parg.
That's Parg, baby.
Yeah, good job. next one up. This one, I
forget. Where's Parg from? It's
Armenia.
Armenia.
Parg-menia.
Parg-menia.
Uh, All right, here's a full comment. You know the scene in Adventures in Babysitting where the little girl meets the car mechanic and assumes it's actually Thor? Has anyone seen that guy and this singer in the same room at the same time?
Prank. Is it Prank?
It is Prank.
It's Prank. Yeah, it's Prank. Okay. Who is the most Thor-ish this year? Yeah.
Yeah. Danny's crushing the all the games today.
Wow.
Okay.
Once again, where's Prink from? Where's
Prink? Serbia.
I'll bet
Serbia.
Serbia.
How are you getting these?
I know their names.
You see the faces. You just don't see them holding their
that's,
flags.
That's true.
Yeah. Here's the next one. Wearing glasses is an incredible power move as a singer.
Oh, Greece.
Greece. It's gotta be Greece. Hell yeah, yeah, it is.
All right. So they will get a little bit trickier at some point here. This one is, it's charming and I like it. I wish I did not.
I wish I didn't.
Sweden?
Sweden. Good job.
Oh, okay. That's the thing. I think that's a very good summary of how everyone feels about it.
Yeah. Next up, this is easily my pick for the Subwoofer Memorial Award for Silliest Goose.
Is it Gojo?
Is it Ireland?
Is it Australia?
Danny remains undefeated.
Wow.
He is a silly goose.
He is a very silly goose. Or whatever.
It was either that or Iceland. Iceland's very silly goose. Yeah. Yeah.
Or he's Australian, so would it be a silly kookaburra instead?
Ooh.
He's also French, so... I don't know.
Silly baguette.
Silly baguette.
He's a silly goat.
Oh my god. Don't. No. I mean, that's a little too on the nose.
Hey.
All right. This one's a little bit longer. I'm going to read you the whole thing.
All right.
Studio version, unbothered, moisturized, happy, in its lane, focused, flourishing. Live version, dumpster fires riding on a train wrecks stop what they are doing to gape in awe and think to themselves there, but for the grace of God go I.
Croatia.
It's not Croatia.
Germany?
No. Germany is a reasonable guess.
But that wasn't a dumpster. Not a dumpster fire, just sort of to stayed was the Germany staging issue.
Ireland?
Is it the UK?
No.
Have we seen them do live?
We have, and wow. It's definitely not a dumpster
fire. Okay. I hadn't.
Not Belgium? No.
No, we saw them do live.
Belgium's fine.
What have we seen live?
Estonia?
No, it is from a national final.
Moisturized and in my lane. Well, a lot of the national finals are very good.
I will give you another comment.
Just a moment.
Okay.
He's going through the mental Rolodex. I can see him flipping in his mind palace. Yeah.
It's not Finland, is it?
No.
Well, the national final was a bit rough, just because she lost her
hair. Is it Belgium?
It's not. No. So here's another comment. The key change made me laugh out loud. The music changed keys, but the vocals did not. Yikes.
Croatia, is it?
It's
no. This must be a song that I gloss over and don't like.
I don't know. Well, we've talked about this.
Azerbaijan?
We've talked about this one today.
Don't you cast any aspersions on Azerbaijan. Not today!
We haven't seen them live yet, have we?
That's true.
No, we haven't.
I mean, Czechia was good live, and that wasn't a national final.
Oh my god.
Austria was fine, and that's not a national final.
Poland is beyond impressive live.
Denmark?
I'll give you one
Malta?
More. I'll give you one more.
Man, we're going
this is
them
what
all,
would right? happen if Jedward covered I'm on a Boat.
Oh, so it is.
It is Rolla, you meanie!
Wait, oh, did I miss it? Did somebody say it?
No.
Yeah,
no. We're impressed that they are so mad at it.
Okay. Next one. Someone said the lead singer sings the title in a Minnesotan accent, and I haven't been able to unhear it.
What do you got here?
Oh, like a party in the sky? Is that it?
Oh, no, but that's
but
good.
That'd be...
Oh, Burman Liney. No.
Oh, it's a diva.
Oh, kiss, kiss, goodbye then. Oh.
You want to just go through all of them?
It come.
Dobre
dosil.
Okay, so...
Well, how much time do we have left, then? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Minnesota goodbye.
Well,
so
I gotta tell Susan that there's only so much time.
Is it serving lemon bars?
No. Serving bars.
Well, what in the... What in the H-E double hockey sticks just happened?
No.
I'm not sure I have it here. What would be a great one to say out loud? My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, it's a diva there.
I know.
Poison cake?
No.
We're just having fun with this point.
Yeah, no, this is great. And I'm about to ruin this song for all of you.
Okay,
all
right.
I think Like a Party, though, is just, it's
like
very...
Like a Party would be very...
The Norwegian influence into Minnesota. Yeah. Just, you know.
Yeah. It's Ukraine.
Bird of Prey. Oh, the Bird of Prey.
Yeah. Oh. So we got that to look forward to in the next couple weeks. Next one up. Really hopes that the semifinal televote realizes how good this is.
Czechia.
Televote realizes how good this
Slovenia?
Is.
Slovenia?
No.
So something that's kind
Portugal?
Of...
Portugal?
Portugal is right.
Ah, good. Yeah, I think we all hope
my
that.
Boys!
We all
yeah.
hope that.
Yeah. yeah. That's a very good comment for this, and I hope...
That's also
I also
of,
hope
also
that.
The kind
yeah.
of song that might get left behind by juries.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see the I can see Televote love saving it. I want that.
Quite possibly,
I
yeah.
I need that. I want that.
This next one is just a single word.
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. What is no?
Estonia?
That's an old one.
No.
What could it be something where you look at it and
Croatia?
You just go, no.
No.
Ireland.
It's
okay,
Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, it's simple. I'm simple. She sells the crap out of this used car of a song.
Is that Denmark?
It is.
Yeah.
Well done.
You know what? Sometimes your favorite car is that Toyota Corolla from 2012 that still runs.
You slap the top of the car. This could fit so many telepoints in it.
It's a 2015, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got... It's an edgeless pop song that could be on the soundtrack for a cursed Netflix dating series.
Wait, say that again?
It's an edgeless pop song that could be on the soundtrack for a cursed Netflix dating series.
Edgeless. Is it the Netherlands?
No. I think this is something you haven't guessed for anything yet.
Well, I hadn't guessed the Netherlands for anything.
Switzerland?
Edgeless.
No.
It's going to be more
for
of
a Netflix dating series. Yeah, is it a little bit more of a bop? Is it a
yeah,
little bit more
yeah,
of a dance pop?
Oh, like yes.
Luxembourg?
Very much so. Not Luxembourg.
That's
Spain?
Oh.
It's a song that none of you liked. But I was kind of like, I can't help it. I kind of like it.
Azerbaijan.
No.
Stop.
Montenegro?
No one.
To be like, right.
if it depends
on what it's Georgia.
No. It's a crafted pop song.
It's a crafted
sure.
pop song.
Yeah.
That we haven't.
Oh, Norway.
About. Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Liz
yeah.
is on the board. Next up, if there's going to be a shock non-qualifier, this could be it.
Shock.
Oh, that could be so many different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, this is a toughie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you
shock
might need to give us another comment for this country.
Another comment. Let's see. Let me get you another comment.
Something that we sort of take for granted. Oh, San Marino.
No.
Oh.
It's
shocking
Danny,
if they qualify.
Yeah. I don't have any other like really funny comments. This is a sneaky podium contender if the staging somehow has the music videos vibes.
Sneaky.
Are we talking Cyprus here?
No.
We're talking Austria.
No.
Podium contender. If it has the vibes.
Poland?
Mm-hmm. No. Let's see.
Shock non-qualifier.
Or
oh,
podium.
This
could be
this
anything.
Is a puzzler.
It's
okay.
Here's another one. What a well-crafted song that just happens to be competing in a song contest. In my acid test, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, of five friends, this won overwhelmingly. It was top fives, all three.
Lithuania.
We're talking about, I'll put
yeah, just
in.
End
yeah.
our
yeah.
misery here.
Yeah, we're talking about the Netherlands.
Oh.
I thought somebody said the Netherlands.
I said
the Netherlands.
No, that was for the
yeah.
other one, though, the
yeah.
edgeless
mm-hmm.
pop song.
No, I said the Netherlands, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
agree.
The retroactive point to Derek.
Yes.
Yay. Five all a top, to all fives? Who's
mm-hmm.
this comment from, and where are their tasteless
oh,
wait,
I'm not, we're not doing
we're not
we're only doxing people who leave negative comments.
This one is wildly high for what it is.
It's,
which I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I don't think it's going to be a non-qualifier. It certainly would be a shock non-qualifier
mm-hmm.
if it didn't.
Yeah.
But, Netherlands have just kind of plummeted when we got to the week a few times recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who knows? If the staging's bad, yeah, maybe. I've just got a few more. I worry that name of country will keep sending this until it works, which is rough because it will never work.
Oh,
Cyprus?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
Really good guess, but no.
Keep sending this until it works. It wouldn't be Portugal, because it has worked.
It has
Portugal.
Worked. I mean, Luxembourg gets too small.
Oh, Spain.
It's Spain.
Oh,
Spain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good job.
They will keep sending that. You know what? We'll still keep putting it at number three.
Yeah. All right. I played it for a friend who liked the other Eurovision songs I sent him, and his reaction was that he wasn't sure if he had just accidentally cheated on his wife.
Australia?
Gojo.
No.
Accidentally just cheated on his wife. Slovenia?
No.
Finland?
Ah,
yes. Yes,
good job,
okay.
Good job.
Right.
It's like Finland or Malta?
The three different, okay.
The twins that are a little too sexy.
Yeah, all right. I don't understand why in a competition you submit a song where the theme is Don't Talk About Me.
Oh, so Cyprus.
Yes.
Don't talk about
There's Cyprus.
Quiet.
Everyone shut up for a second.
This is in all caps. How in the absolute ever-loving Kentucky Fried do we go from blank to this utter horse in the space of a year?
Ireland!
Any other guesses?
Croatia?
Yeah.
It was a trick question. This same person said the same thing for both Ireland and Croatia.
What?
Points all around.
All right, here's another tricky
one. No misses, all hits.
Here's another tricky one. Get parged, idiot.
I'm going to go with Ukraine on that one.
Okay, yeah.
This was also a trick question. This person gave this same review to Armenia, Croatia, and Serbia.
To Armenia? Why? Out of nowhere. Parging Parg.
How did Parg get parged? He's like the only person that can't be parged. Anyway,
what is the sound of one parg?
All right, last one.
Parg is immune.
Last one. This won't be super difficult, but I just love the phrasing. As an a cappella survivor,
UK.
This gets nostalgia points from me. It is the UK.
It is the UK, definitely. Show choir, definitely. A cappella survivor.
Latvia, I think, could have had an in there as well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do the thing.
All right. So, are we starting with our top tens, or are we starting with our patrons' top tens?
Let's do televote.
We're the jury.
Exactly. We're the jury. I'm just going to put these in the order that I got them, I think. And so we will first go to the most serene republic of San Marino.
Hey!
Will, can we have your votes, please?
Buonasera, signore, signori. All right, so before I launch into my top 10, I wanted to give a little bit of pouring ones out for ones that I did not give points to, my three closest honorable mentions. I was shocked at myself that I gave Iceland my 13th spot.
Wow.
Followed by neighbors with very, very different sensibilities, Lithuania at number 12 and Latvia at number 11 for me. Again, thanks to Gerber and the Gerber Sorter for helping me put my thoughts into some semblance of
the unsung hero of the Eurovision fan community. Yeah.
There are a number of sorters. You find the one that you like best. My 10th spot this year, I give 1 point to Czechia. Kiss, kiss, goodbye for Adonis. Quality of his voice, that sort of rich baritone. It just hits my ear in the right way. He seems fantastic. I give this one to one of the acts that I thought had the best glow up from previous national final to now. I was sort of meh on Cicciolina, but Ikkome, I think, is sexy and powerful in the best way. And when I first heard it, I'm like, what the hell is this? And now I bow down. Eighth place, similar motifs in the flag, blue and white with a big old cross on there. I gave it to Greece, a song that kind of passed me by originally, and then the more I listened to it, especially in its more current form, I think it's absolutely beautiful. I cried the last time I listened to it. It hit me really, really beautifully.
It's the glasses.
It's the glasses, y'all.
You see yourself in that song.
I do.
It's fair.
Unless I take my glasses off, in which case I can't see anything.
Neither can she.
Songs 7 through 5, you're going to see a running theme. These are songs that I have sort of mentally lumped together in terms of vibe, in terms of...
Vibe.
And we've already talked about vibe. Here are my number 11, or whatever it was. 13.
Yeah.
All right, so 7th place. I give to Italy, Lucio Corsi, Volevo essere un duro.
This one grew on me too.
Yeah. It's just charming and honest and a little weird in the styling. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to wear in Basel.
Yeah. That rehearsal footage is going to
be prime.
Key. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Italy keeps winning. We hate it.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably the most deserving.
Followed closely on their heels. 6th place for me, I give to Portugal.
Uh-huh.
Again, that very honest, comes from a really beautiful place. It has that saudade, that longing nostalgia that I love in a Portuguese song. It just, it just feels so genuine and refreshing and comforting. I absolutely love Napan Desilgado. And the third member of the family comes in my fifth place. Here's where I put Ziferblat from Ukraine.
I love Ziferblat.
Yeah. I normally get kind of turned around where there's a key change and a tempo change in a song. Sometimes I find it really disorienting, but for some odd reason, it hits me in the right way with this. It feels current. There's a, you know, a lot of Ukrainian influence, but it also feels very, very 70s, almost not quite prog rock, but like 70s.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
Timeless, and it just works for me.
A soupçon of Rush.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just a whiff of Rush.
Yeah.
Just
all I need is like a YYZ.
Yeah.
I can hear a drum fill in the background. I was shocked at how much I have continued to love this. I'm giving my 7 points to the United Kingdom.
Whoa.
This song, it's charming. It is theater kid in the way that maybe I felt like I was when I was, you know, younger. The vocals are pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It's attitude, but still in that sort of, again, theater kid vibe that I very much feel. It's cheeky. It brings in pop and theatricality and a little bit of country. And I find it absolutely refreshing and so unbelievably charming. I love it, even if I'm the only one. My third place I give to Germany. My 8 points go to Germany. It just uns.
And we will have to see how it is live.
Headphones.
This is a song.
This is.
We have seen them live, though.
We
need to see them live, and we need Liver. To see her healthy.
Yeah.
Liver.
Yeah. Liver.
Like the bird.
Yes. And the pool. Yeah, I absolutely love it. I've waxed poetic about this song multiple times before. Again, I understand the caveat. Hopefully she is taking care of that voice in Basel. My number two, this is where Australia gets my 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's coming from a mile away. I wonder if this is going to be number one for you this year.
Thanks. It is, again, it is stupid in the best way. It is so cheeky and infectious and...
Infectious is a word for
it. I know. Uh-huh. I realize how deliciously gross this song is.
Mm-hmm.
But it just works for me. It doesn't take itself seriously, but at the same point, it really does take itself seriously.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur.
Oh, that French bit. Oh, gets me every time.
Yeah, but when he says sweet, sweet, I say yum, yum. And number one, this should be no surprise to anybody who's heard me waxing poetic about the entire damn time. It was one of the first songs selected this year, and it's still top of the heap. It's Yerm.
Yeah.
It's Albania. Douze points.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it in Albanian. Hopefully this is a phrase that I will be able to learn for next year. I think it is the best thing that Albania has ever sent. And Albania sent some really great stuff, underrated stuff over the years. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the blending of traditional with current, the fact that they didn't kowtow to any sort of pressure to change the song, which oftentimes you do see with Albania when, you know, going from Festivali Kungas to, you know, oftentimes they neuter it, and they didn't. And it's Beatrice is just such a magnetic performer. I am so, so excited to see what the staging of this is going to be. I love this. I absolutely love it. Who knows how well it'll actually do on the night. The fact that it's in Albanian is...
Not a detriment.
It's not a detriment.
Not necessarily.
Not as much as it was, you know, if this contest were being held 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's such a wild card. I have no idea how this is going to do on the night. But as when it comes to my personal opinion and my vibes, deux points. Albania.
All right. We now go to the People's Republic of Me. I'm next. So my 1 point, my 10th place, goes to Latvia. This is, I fear the dear god, and he requires points as a, I don't know, sacrifice. And this is just so cool. It's in the mold of, we talked about Tanshi Garris, which wasn't actually a Eurovision song, but like this, this just extremely cool kind of ethnic, just,
My Sister's Crown. And
My Sister's Crown is the other one.
From a couple years ago. Really blending a couple of those.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Vibe did? Anyway, my 2 points go to Czechia. Stupid sexy song. My 3 points go to Lithuania.
Very you.
Very me. Very Radiohead. I don't know what's going to happen with this. I remain hopeful.
It's going to be Volvahom all over again. It'll go through and then it'll suffer.
Well, that could be. Or it will get sudden-lized.
Yeah.
And like, just not quite find the audience. But I hope it at least gets to Saturday because it's phenomenal and deserves to.
Yeah.
My 4 points, 7th place, is where I put Australia. Stupid second.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about this. Sixth place is where I Zifred Oblat, Ukraine. My 5th place, screw you guys, is Austria. I think it is really good. And I think the performance is going to be really cool. I think it's going to do well. I do think it can win. I know a lot of people, including Danny, before we started recording, said no way. I think it could.
How would the same song, I mean, that's very, very mean to Nemo, win twice in a row? It's
because it's good, Daddy.
It's like how Pacific Rim came out and everyone was just like, okay, this is really good for what it is. What's going on here? And then Pacific Rim Uprising came out and they were like, okay, what people like most about Pacific Rim is big guys punching dragons. That's this.
That's an odd analogy.
Movie podcast. I'm going to move on. My 4th place is Germany.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute, it's an absolute banger. Probably
smaller.
Whatever. Who knew German could be fun? my 3rd place, this was a little bit of a surprise that it ended up this high, but with just the vibe of it and the, it's not vibe, just the feel of it and the absolutely gorgeous harmonies in the chorus, it's Portugal. How did I put Portugal higher than Sam?
How did you?
Sam, you fell off.
Sam has peaked.
Vergogno.
Well, and perhaps to some people's disappointment, my 2nd place is Albania.
That's it. You're off the podcast.
It's number one.
Germ is so good. It set the bar so high. I agree that it is the best song that Albania's ever had, and it is just the best. And then my number one, it's Azerbaijan. I'm sorry. I love it so much. I can't help it. Adore it. It's so good. I am unfortunately becoming more and more confident that the live vocals are going to be a mess and this is going to crash out real hard. But at least in the studio, I think it's a phenomenal song. It was immediately my favorite of the year.
Yeah. I have a hunch all of our top ones are going to be different.
I will tell you now that is not the case.
Oh, okay. All right. I can't wait to see who shares.
All right. Danny?
Me now?
You're up.
Last?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm
Federated last. Republic of Vopavia.
Yes.
I'm going to give a couple of honorable mentions just because they were all real close. Deciding 9 and 10 here was the hardest for me. Everything above that is sort of like, yes, I know what order it goes in. Pour one out for Italy. I also had Italy grow on me really hardcore.
It was my 11th and it broke my heart.
Lithuania just misses the cut for me too. Just barely, kind of a pile on here. And that'll make people mad when they hear my 9 and 10.
I'm already mad.
Australia also doesn't miss it. I would put that at like my 13 or 14, but Australia is, I have to admit, it's fun, but I'm not always in the mood. 10, 1 point to, 1 point to Roa. This is it's too much fun. It's too much fun for me. I gotta give it a point. Iceland is getting a point from me, and I hope they have fun with it. Number 9, 2 points. I'll give a couple of points to our sauna boys. 2 points to Sweden, which is the lowest I think I've ever put it. Sweden in my top tens from each year. Bada Bada Bastu can they can have some fun over there. Okay, now top eight. Time for the ones that are good. I can give 3 points to Azerbaijan. Run with you. Eric and I often have an agreement about rock band style entries at Eurovision. Big fan of this one. I'll just say my top eight are songs that I never skip when they come up. These are all fantastic. 4 points I'll give to Baller. Might seem low for me. I think that's just a testament to how much I like the rest of these other songs more. Number six, Right Where Sam Put It. 5 points to Portugal.
Hey!
It can do some deslocado. I really love this song. My thing is, that lead singer, I can easily see any grandma watching this in Europe going, you know, he seems like a nice boy. I'll give him a point.
I gotta tell Karen about the nice boy.
always voting for Portugal and the deslocados.
I'll vote for deslocado, yeah. Five. I'll give, what do we got? Five points? 6 points? Six points?
6 points, fifth place. Yeah.
6 points to Spain.
Ooh. Esa Diva.
Really growing on me hard, and I will say, this is almost like I had to put in the work myself. I stream through Tidal, and this song is not available on Tidal. I've had to look this up so it's not part of like the regular rotation of what I'm listening to. I have to look this song up specifically to listen to it, and it really hits for me every time. I said it during the previews, I think Spain might surprise us again this year and be top three. That's a wild swing. I acknowledge that's a wild swing, but that might very well happen because I think we're all doing we're putting all of our chips on Austria and Sweden this year, and I think this might be our surprise little number three. Well, the bet makers sure are.
The bet placers are.
Yes. Yeah. Four, my 7 points. I have to wonder if this is the highest that anyone will place it here. This is Latvia for me. In love with this song, in love with the styling, no matter where it falls during the grand final, I'm positive this is going through to the grand final, it is going to be a breath of fresh air and it's going to get everyone's attention when they come on stage. Beautiful, wonderful. Three, time to piss everyone else off.
Oh,
8 points to Denmark. Hallucination.
Oh,
she is selling the hell out of that used car. I'm going to be using that one. I love that. I acknowledge that this song ain't original, but you know what? Number two.
Were you expecting a fight?
Big into this. It didn't have a long way to climb to get to number two, but I'm still surprised at the end of, you know, where we all started out here. That's Czechia. Kiss Kiss Goodbye is going right there. Everyone else is going to have something to say about this, so I'll just say, unpopular opinion, this is the hottest guy this year. And number one, 12 points. Not afraid to say it. She's hot. She is the moment. She's an icon. Finland. Ikoma.
Number one.
Kind of an irresistible song the more that you listen to it. I remember listening to it in the car on the way to a tournament with Eric at 8:30 in the morning one time.
Pretty
and I
sure
went,
you didn't like it.
I said that there was too much. It was overproduced. It is the church bell chimes and the Wagnerian production swelling behind it so hard. It does reach a level of camp, but the camp somehow gets to play alongside... Just, it's an impressively not quite coarse. Like, it somehow does not quite take that step into bad taste for me.
Yeah, there's a difference between being sex positive and sexy versus being
salacious. Not even quite sleazy, but just sort of, yeah, salacious is a good word
for
it.
She grinds on the right side of it.
She's having a lot of fun. Ooh. And I think that because she's obviously having so much fun with the obvious double entendres of this song, the fun is infectious. The fun is irresistible to me.
Is it a double entendre or is it just one single entendre?
You have a bunch of German people singing, I'm coming! over and over again.
In German, no less.
I could arrive at 12 points.
Yay!
You have arrived.
I have arrived, indeed.
All right. Liz!
Oh, me!
Yeah,
get you!
Liz.
And here, I thought having submitted my votes very late, I would be last. All right. Pouring a couple out for Vaib and also for Malta. It's not a tasteful song, but there's something just kind of candy-esque about it that I can be on board
with. It's not tasteful, but it's tasty.
Yes.
Candy corn.
You need to score some honorable mention points for our honeymoon location. Brace
yourself, Malta.
Woo! They're coming.
Here call me. Here call me.
1 point in the 10th slot to Greece. That one's been growing on me. Coming into 2 points is where I put Lithuania. Really like that vibe of that song a lot.
The word is ruined.
You have to appreciate a song that has no shot at number one, but you're like, this is such a ballsy move to send this.
I feel like it almost feels not drony isn't quite the right word for it, but like immersive. And I really like that about it. Like, it's a song that I can just like let wash over me, and I really like that about it.
There is a certain heavy ambience.
Yeah.
That's really good on it.
8th place, 3 points to Claude. Netherlands.
Yes.
It's a perfectly serviceable song. I enjoy it when I hear it, and then it's over, and we move onward to my 7th slot. So that would be 4, 4, 5, 5 points. I can math, I promise. This is where UK goes for me.
Hey, I'm not alone.
No, it's fun. I'm just very excited to see this on the stage, because I'm really curious what they're going to do with it. I have no idea. But I think, like, their personal aura, their mood is just so fun that I think this is going to be...
They do have aura.
Yeah, this is going to be entertaining. Next up in my 6th slot is Portugal.
Yeah! Oh gosh, there we go. It's just where they
exactly.
Go.
Exactly. This is, as we've mentioned many times, the hug you can listen to, and it's just I think just that like you said, Sam, the longing and the
saudade.
Yes, exactly.
It's almost like a patio song. This is almost like a pool song.
Mm-hmm.
You can have that come on your pool playlist.
It's
yeah.
gentle and it's heartwarming and yeah. That's Portugal for me. And my number 5 slot, which is one I don't think I've heard anyone say yet, is Switzerland.
Also a hug you can...
Yeah, well, and I... Before I really... Like, I'm conflicted big into on this because if I'm listening to this song and I'm not looking at the lyrics, I know enough of the French in the chorus to say, oh, this is beautiful, I want to go on a voyage with you. And then I look at the English lyrics of the verses, I'm like, well, okay, this is more complicated.
Maybe not this one.
But as you know, if I'm ignoring that piece, and I can, I think when I'm listening to it, this feels just dreamlike and floaty and beautiful, and I really like it. So my 5th slot, Switzerland. My 4th place goes to Czechia. As many have said, I think people are sleeping on this, and I hope they don't. Just really would love to see good things happen. Also, I really just want to go to half of my family's homeland. So.
Oh my god, Eurovision Prague, they're waiting for it. Can you imagine? It's so capable, such a
it would be an amazing,
unthinkingly good
amazing
choice.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yep. My 3 spots, so my 8 points go to Sweden, and I know I'm going to be in a minority here, but
I can sympathize.
I really like. Of all the songs that keep ending up stuck in my head, this one is one that I keep coming back to. Mm. I think this, staging at Melfest was just fun. It's bro-ish and chummy without being, like, obnoxious.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Seeing these 3 guys on social media,
they're just charming.
They
like,
really
you want
do
them
seem
to be your
like
friends.
These are just funny guys.
Yeah.
It really does, yeah.
So my 8 points to Sweden. Another one I haven't heard anyone mention yet in my 10-point slot in 2nd place is France.
I had that in my high teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my like
14, and this 13. I'm going to fully admit that this hits differently on me with my having lost my mom. So like I think that just for me hits differently, and I think it's a beautiful song. I think she's got a solid chance, and I hope that it translates to the stage in Basel.
It only translates to enormous stadiums. So sorry.
Oh no! With marching bands.
With marching bands, yeah.
Dang it. Dang. And in my 1 slot, there is a tie with someone else, and this goes to Albania.
Yeah.
Okay,
another for sure.
Okay. All right.
And like, I think this just strikes the perfect balance of being of the place where it comes from, but sounding modern. And I hope it does well.
All right. And that brings us to...
I love that we are ending
on Derek Stan.
I love to end on Derek. This is...
Democratic.
I can't wait. Democratic, happy people's unflinchingly unproblematic republic of Derek.
That's the reason I was last. When you're looking at my list like, let's not do this first.
Okay, I want some surprises on here. I know Czechia's going to be high, but... What's going on?
Number 10.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Number 10. Latvia.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I find it somewhat hypnotic.
Yes, that's
and weird, and I love that. And I worry, but, you know. Number 9. Poland. I think I'm the only person who said that.
Yes, yes. Love for Poland.
You are, but I respect it.
Poland is not in my bottom third by far. No, no, no. Mm-hmm.
I'd say the biggest reason this is here is just the gusto it has. It's just it's going for that spectacle. And I think, it hits it. It's pretty amazing. Number 8 is Greece. I think it's lovely, artistic, beautiful. I'm hoping for good things there. Number 7, Lithuania.
Yeah, yay! The highest it's going. All
right. I really, really like it. I think it's really cool. Again.
It is a copy of no other Eurovision song.
There's nothing
ever.
Else like
say
it.
That.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And I think that's great. I do worry about it a bit. I think Lithuania does well enough that they can qualify, but...
They have regional
after
friends.
That, yeah, they seem to do well for some reason. Number 6. Anyone's guess?
Is it Portugal?
It's Portugal.
Yay!
Exactly where it should be.
For those keeping track, or as for those not keeping track...
4 out of 5?
4 out of 5 put Portugal in 6th place.
Where did you put it?
I had it 3rd.
Okay.
Good job, everyone.
Is Portugal going to win our jury? Okay, keep going.
And I'll only say about that one, to kind of quote Danny, this is a song you feel good listening to it, and you feel good voting for it. And I'm really hoping that that'll do it for them. And if they came top 10, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Just so genuine. So beautiful.
If it connects, I think top 10 is extremely
likely.
Achievable.
Yes. Yeah.
People seem to be on board with what Portugal is doing now.
Yeah.
That, again, quiet, authentic, passionate. Yeah.
It's been so working for them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Except for it was redeemed.
That's so weird.
But they were the host city, and that gets weird.
At least got to be
people just don't vote for host countries.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Sorry, Zoe.
Number 5, I think, is a song that was clearly inspired by the Dwayne Johnson HBO show Ballers. That's Germany.
Oh, man. Remember Ballers?
Oh, I'm going to be like, this is clearly inspired by the Dwayne Johnson show Ballers. It's Australia. No.
Hey, we all like Baller, huh? Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
We do.
Not
that's
much.
Cool.
No.
Number 4.
No, I know.
Clearly inspired by the HBO show Ballers. That's Australia. Number 4. I think, the more I think about this one, I think he's doing something really incredible in terms of audience participation, because he has that call and response. He's got that energy. There's a dance he can do with it. It's just, I think it's really going to be kind of a, maybe only in the arena, but I think maybe translating to television too, kind of a showstopper. I think it'll be really, really fun to see. And the dude seems to have, like, boundless energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see the only Eurovision dancer who resembles Gumby be out there on stage.
Is he, as they say, rizzed up?
Intense rizz. Yeah. Ballistics grade rizz, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
Number 3, this is where Jackie went.
Okay, 3? Yeah.
I love this one since I first heard it. I think he's incredible. I'm high hopes for this one.
Do you share my desire in that, like, more danceable break? You wish it was, like, 4 times as long at the end. That's my thing of this.
Yep. I know they're limited.
It will be for the encore.
Yeah. Sure. For 3 minutes, though, I think he's doing as much as he can.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that 3-minute rule is always going to be kind of a sticking point for a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. Which is fair, but hey. Eurovision in Prague 2026. Why not?
Bring it.
Which brings me to number 2. Finland.
Yeah.
Again, just sex positive, which is great, but also it's just a celebration of excess. Without, I think, going over the line. It's not sleazy. It doesn't make you feel dirty. At least it doesn't for me. But somehow... In a good way, yeah.
You say ich komme, I say yum yum.
Yum yum. Just like watching her national final performance when she gets up on the mic stand
and just riding it.
Oh my god.
It's so much and yet somehow not too much.
It's somehow just the right amount of too much.
It is the right amount
much.
Of
such,
such
much.
Much.
Such,
it is such
much.
Much.
Such much.
Yeah. I mean, how do you? And before
your
I say my
one?
Number one, before I say my number one, some shout outs to the ones I just missed out on the top 10. Italy was my 11.
Uh-huh. Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Switzerland was 12.
Oh yeah.
Surprisingly, Spain was 13.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Really dig that one. And Azerbaijan was 14.
Yay!
Sorry to those four. I really, really like those. I just didn't have a place for them. Are but you... that means my number one is Albania.
Hey! Okay. Another skirm head. Another skirm head.
It,
all right.
It wasn't at first, and the more you think about it, the more I'm like, there's no song I think deserves to win more than this.
Oh.
It's just...
I can feel that. I can feel that.
It is
yeah.
definitely the song I want to win the most.
Yes.
Who knows?
It's checking so many boxes
yeah.
in terms of... In terms of, like, what we expect from a Eurovision winner or, mm-hmm. you know, high qualifier. But, like, it's classic and modern. It's stylish. It's got a message. There's a history. There's politics involved. It's, I know, but not in, but it's all very positive. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't come out, like, I don't think there's anything objectionable. Well, you know, fascist.
It's serious
like,
without
it's
being dour.
But, yeah, and mm-hmm. it's got this mysterious... kind of mood to it. It's a song that I feel like when I listen to it, I want to look it up and learn more about it.
Yeah.
Versus a song I just kind of listen to and be like, okay, well, that's done.
It as of this recording, as of this very second, it is 10th in the betting odds, which is
not,
which
not
is good,
shabby,
which is good
yeah.
for them.
And it
yeah.
went even higher in the OGAE.
It did.
It
did very well.
It came
in
like sixth in OGAE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Albania has never won, has it?
Never.
No.
Sixth place is the best that they've done. That mm-hmm. was 20.
Six!
2012
oh,
with Seuss.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
they
can hit sixth here, yeah.
It
Unless Portugal hits sixth with Eurovision as well.
then Albania can hit fifth.
Yeah.
Good. They
or
can.
Or fourth
can.
Or third.
This absolutely deserves their best results.
Yeah.
I think it absolutely deserves mm-hmm. to win. It's the song I want to win more than anything else.
I don't
I'd
think
be more
there's a world where this doesn't go through.
No.
Oh, it's definitely going to qualify.
I don't think it'll qualify. That part will be fine.
Albania has gone through with...
All right.
With worse. Obviously worse entry.
So, to recap, we'll condense this down. It'll be a maximum of 24 points like we did last year. For tiebreakers, I did most of us voting, the mm-hmm. greatest number of us giving points.
Mm-hmm.
So, to that... Sweden gets our 10th place, just ahead of France.
Wow.
Who were tied for 10th, but only all the points
but
came from Liz.
Me.
Our 2 points go to Ukraine. 3 points go to the UK. 4 points go to Azerbaijan. This is so not how it's going.
Yeah.
we know this.
Our 5 points go to Australia. Disappointingly, not Portugal.
No, I can see that.
Our 6 points go to Finland. 7 to Germany. 8 to Czechia. Everyone gave Czechia some love.
Mm-hmm.
10 points to Portugal. And despite not getting votes from everyone...
Oh, it's Finland.
No, it's Albania.
It's Germ.
I'm sorry.
Our resident germaphobe
I think it was like when I did my sorter, about 16 or 15.
Which is still solid.
I was impressed because like in the top 16, not a single ballad to be found. I did not like any of the ballads this year.
Hmm.
It was all up-tempo, danceable, or at least zero.
Yeah. So for our televote, we asked to rate, instead of having to rank every song or anything like that, had them to rate on a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay.
I will say the cutoff for 10th place from the televote was 6.97 out of 10. And again, we got so many ballots. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Yeah, that sounds like a fairly consolidated consensus.
Let's run it down.
Okay.
Tell
me who got the worst. Tell me who's at the bottom.
Who's at the bottom?
Tell me who's at the bottom.
Croatia.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poza. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The public gave 1 point to Austria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 points go to Latvia.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which did not make our top 10. Latvia and Lithuania both just missed it.
Oh.
Which is... 3 points from the public go to Greece.
Okay.
Okay.
This is sounding weirdly...
4 points go to Portugal.
Okay. That's...
Okay, everyone out there loves Portugal, too.
Yeah.
Good, good.
5 points go to...
Sweden.
Germany.
Germany.
Okay.
6 points go to, say it again.
That's Sweden.
It's Sweden.
Fixed to Sweden.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. That's lower than I was expecting from a quote unquote
you know,
group of people that's not us.
Yes, Patelova. Yeah.
7 points go to, drumroll,
Ukraine?
Italy.
Italy.
Oh!
Yeah. Pretty cool. 8 points go to Finland.
All right. Aww. Sure.
10 points from the public go to Switzerland.
Wow! Wow.
Hey. They loved Switzerland.
Wow.
I had to double check this. Not because I don't think it's good or anything, but just like that, like...
It just floated up to
yeah.
the top.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone just thought it was really good. So Zoe, there's some hope for you perhaps as well with the mostly American public. And I will say they're 12 points with an average score of 8.72.
Wow.
By a large margin, it's Albania.
Yay! Zero,
zero, zero, zero, zero, zero, zero.
So, Albania is our winner with a maximum score, 24 points. Wow. Well done, everybody.
Woo!
My battery is running low.
Urime.
Yes, Portugal and Finland basically tied for second with 14 points. Germany, 12. Switzerland, 10. Czechia, 8. Italy and Sweden tied at 7th with 7. Australia has 5. Azerbaijan finishes 10th. With 4 points
wow.
combined.
Check, you're getting no televote love, huh?
No. Just missing on those, just behind the top 10. 11th in the public was Malta.
Okay.
No.
Malta really didn't get anything from anyone.
Well, that's not very good.
12th was,
12th. I had Malta in 16th, personally.
Okay. 12th was the Netherlands. Mm. 13th, Ukraine. 14th, Czechia. 15th, France. 16th, Lithuania.
Look,
17th, I'm going to go slightly farther just to get to something interesting. 17th is Poland. 18th, a song that I don't think we've talked about. We've barely mentioned at all. Montenegro.
Oh. Whenever I was doing my sorter, I would always say Montenegro is just like, well, I would so much rather listen to this than like 8 other
it's
songs
good.
That come up.
It is well done.
It ain't half bad. Is my
opinion. I could see it in the fun.
I also find it really interesting that all through this pre-selection, people were giving us the narrative of this is going to be the year that San Marino does better than Italy.
No.
No.
And
no.
San Marino. No. I've heard that from a lot of fandom.
No.
But that. But for this being the year that both Estonia and San Marino sending Italian flavored songs. That Italy, with a song that is really rather subtle, ended up taking at least, you know, we're a sample size of, you know, a couple dozen, floating pretty highly to the top. So, you know, there's some hope left still in the world for the quiet songs.
I think a lot of that opinion came from the winner of San Remo saying no to going. So I think there was a lot of it like, oh, Italy's in chaos. So I think that's just
fair.
I think that's a silly opinion.
We'll see how it all plays out during the actual big show when there are millions of voters. Yes.
Speaking of it playing out, before we go, this is our last show before we head across the pond. Just in short, right now, make a prediction. Who's going to win? And I know it's a really tough question right now.
So much is being split at the top. So much at the top is either a jury darling or a televote darling.
Mm-hmm.
What's both?
I think it's going to be Sweden televote, Austria jury, Albania's in it with a shot to pull the average, and Netherlands also on the heels.
Netherlands wins with C'est la vie?
I would not be thrilled about it, but it would be a compromise winner a la, that's Duncan Lawrence.
I was going to say, that's like Coda winning.
Czechia could also do it, depending on how the staging is. But my brain and my heart keep saying Albania is such an underdog, but I can't count them out. But they've just been responded to so positively that there's a flicker, a glimmer of something in there. But is it just because I love the song so much and I need to take my own personal feelings out of it?
You mentioned that they're spending a lot of money on staging.
More than I think they ever have.
Yeah. So they know they have something good.
Flaming newspapers.
Wow. That'd be interesting, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a runaway this year. No. I think it's very close. I think it's very close. And I think it's going to be like a three-person race. Mm. I don't know who's going to bubble to the top, because I'm waiting for one of us to be like, one of our favorites to be like absolutely torpedoed by its staging.
Oh, that's definitely going to happen.
It's going to be Azerbaijan.
It's Well, I mean, one of the people that we are realistically expecting to be like top five.
Well, like one of the, like, yeah, top six or seven in the betting odds. Like, I could see Belgium is seventh right now. I can see them.
Yeah.
Not impressing none people. Yeah. I can see the Netherlands being a little too understated. People love the song, but I can feel like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
I just don't see enough call to action.
Yeah.
I know people really like the song, but I don't know.
I described the Netherlands on the way over here as a song that was engineered to be licensed for a khakis commercial. I don't think there's any real personality there. I don't believe that. I don't believe that song when it is being sung at me.
Yeah. I get France.
I get France. I believe in the same way that I get. At the same time,
I don't see that being. It's third right now. I don't see that.
I think there's going to be a surprise third, and I think that the surprise third.
Moldova coming in with a steel chair.
Yeah. I'm trying to ignore our own ratings and trying to go more off of the televotes vibe, but I think that our surprise third is going to be Portugal. I have a very strange feeling that is going to be both reasonably well beloved by both televote and jury.
I can totally see that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I can see Finland top three.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
That's more of a televote.
Who do you think is going to win though?
Who do I think is going to win? Jesus, I don't. If I had to put my money on anyone, jeez.
It's tough.
This is really a year like no other. I would divorce myself from my own personal taste and say Albania.
Wow.
Mm. Of actually winning it.
It is, I can see nobody getting more than like 500 points this year.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be
spread. I can see it. There's so many.
Yeah.
But how refreshing is that? Like, I know year it wasn't just up in the air, but, you know, we 2 years ago when it was just Lorraine, and we're like, oh, it's just Lorraine. And it's not a bad song, to be clear, but, like, it is so refreshing to have a contest where we have no idea what's going to happen.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's so weird for the song at the very top of the betting odds, Sweden song, to see it at the top of the betting odds, but to also know that there is such a strong anti-Swedish sentiment among televoters, especially.
Hold me closer, beat the odds, and like, well, Lorraine, but that's
that's
what we've also had Ingrossos, and we've had Touche, and.
Well, sweet.
It also has love because it's not technically a Swedish song. Yeah, you know?
But it really is also.
I know. Like, there's so many things going on.
It's
there.
Co-written by the guy who wrote Fuego. It's not that anti-Swedish. Right. It really isn't. I'm going to stick to my guns and say I still think Austria.
Austria seems like an obvious choice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I was placing a safe bet on something, I would say Austria only because.
Where's the meat?
There's no meat, yes.
Where's but the meat the in
jury's,
Austria?
The jury's going to absolutely love it. It's like Tulinever or...
I mean, probably the countertenor added and suddenly...
Yeah, think about how that vocal...
Tulinever
won the jury.
Yeah.
In a really good year.
Yeah. And you know, look at last year, The Code won the jury. I think about like, it's just like, what's going to be the jury winner versus the televote winner? I can see Austria winning the jury pretty easily. I don't know about Sweden winning the televote, but I can definitely see them doing better in the televote than the jury. Certainly top five.
Is Grandma voting for Austria? I can see Grandma voting for Austria.
I can see Grandma voting for Austria because it's artsy, operatic, not too complicated.
I'll vote for that more than Iceland.
Yeah, I could see Finland doing very well in the televote, but not so much
that's
in the jury.
It, that's right. I think Ekholm might win the televote along with Kvadabadabastu, but like, it's... Is Sweden going to get jury love also?
I don't
see. Is Sweden going to get jury
feel
love?
Like a they're not. Jury song.
It did, vocally it speaking, did well. They can keep a tune, but they're not very interesting.
Some
they're
charm,
on pitch, but it's not.
Where was it? They're going to pick up threes and fours from.
Where was it
time.
In the jury at Melfest? It was like second, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
an international. Yes. Oh, it's an international jury.
Okay.
But that's like, among Swedish songs.
Right, right. You're comparing it to...
Fairly early on, Sweden.
Yes, it's better than Clara Hammerström.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fairly early on, we gave this year a hard time for being full of a lot of crap and being like, is this the worst year that we have ever sort of like seen Eurovision be in our time on this podcast?
No, that's just every year.
And I think it's subtly different. I think it's that there's a lot of songs this year that just sort of sound like songs. It's very odd. Like, these are just kind of... there's a lot of songs this year that just sort of sound like they came out from people who like to write songs.
Yeah.
And they are sitting alongside songs that were focus-tested and engineered to win this thing. And it just feels odd. It just feels like an odd year.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird
yeah.
trove to pick from.
Yeah. Liz, what do you think?
Oh, God. I've been sitting here thinking about this while we've all been talking about it, and I still am undecided.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Albania, too. And I also personally very much love this song, but, like, it's more interesting, I think, than anything that's going on in the rest of the top 10, collectively.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
Mm.
Derek, you mentioned your safe bet being Albania, but... Or not Albania.
Austria.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I could see that winning the jury pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it doing well enough in the televote.
Yep.
The last 2 years have basically demonstrated that it's all you really need to do to win.
Yep.
Flipping that around, I can see Finland winning the televote.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least doing really well in the televote, but not so great in the jury. Just cause. Do I think a song could do a Duncan Lawrence... like third and somehow win the whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be Albania.
Yeah.
Czech Republic, but that's, I feel like, a long shot still.
I think Albania is getting a lot of 12s from the Balkans.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Albania's going to get 12s and 10s from their neighbors.
Mm. Well, I think even though there are fewer Balkan nations than we anticipate.
True,
I mean, Macedonia's not there.
If they get five sure bets,
well,
their
stuff lands surprisingly well. Like,
Albania,
and I think
Albania
back
does,
just a few years, like Family Kalmende, and that didn't land for me, but a lot of people loved that.
There should also be noted that there is a significant Albanian and Kosovar population in Switzerland. This is going to go huge in the hall, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm going to bring up the element that we have not addressed yet and that we don't address on this show. What's Israel doing? What's Israel doing to our predictions?
It'll do fine. I don't think as well as last year.
I think the song is
a lot more subtle than last year.
Uh-huh.
This isn't a criticism or political statement in any way, but Israel ran a massive campaign last year to get votes in like multiple countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not there so much
this year. It only sort of worked for them.
They killed that televote.
They did well.
They didn't win it.
They were third?
Something like that?
Well, the top three had like over 300 televote points, which was just...
That was a crux.
Yeah, I think it'll do fine. I don't think it's as good as... It's.
But I mean, we're talking about the diaspora. We're talking about the rest of the world vote. And
it'll probably win the rest of the world vote.
Usually, 12 to Israel every time.
Yeah, which is fine.
Unless we give it to Albania.
Which
is what happened in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Unlikely, but not beyond the pale.
Let me go into...
At least Albania's second.
One second here. Detailed voting results for the final. Where is rest of the world? Contestant, jury vote. And that's not the jury vote. I want the public vote. Rest of the world in 2023. 12 points win to Israel. 10 to Finland.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
8 to Armenia.
Ah, sure.
Oh, yeah,
7 to Sweden. 6 to Albania. You know what? I must have been thinking about the semifinal.
We do not factor in the
which
semifinal.
Did go 12 points to Albania in the rest of the world vote.
I think Israel vote, it's not going to be great from the juries. I think it'll comfortably make the final. And I think there's going to be just too much competition. I don't think that the public support is going to be what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably do top 10 pretty
quickly. I think it'll do well.
It'll do well with the televote.
Fine. It's not going to get enough jury love to really make a push.
No.
I would be shocked, yeah.
It's not that good a song. It's fine. It's fine. Serviceable.
Yeah, it's all
right. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's no unicorn.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. I still love that song.
I know.
So good. All right, we did it.
We did it. We've solved your.
I can't wait to be so wrong.
Well, should we a few more times?
Let's do some more snarky sighs.
Yeah, I can't wait to be salty and snarky and sighy.
I just know.
And just angry as those points come in and be like, no, not them.
Here's the thing is for some reason, I can so picture the points keep rolling in for Portugal. And I can so see see those guys like hugging each other in the green room. The points keep rolling in as a huge surprise.
If there was ever a year for an accidental winner. And I mean, that's kind of how Albania or a country like that kind of needs to get there too. I mean, the way some people have like a model to predict the winner and just based on voting trends and things like that. Those have usually said Sweden. To this point.
Yeah.
And after all of this, it really could just still be Sweden.
It could be.
Could be.
But I'm also being incredibly selfish, and I don't want to go back to Sweden. Yeah, I've been going to Eurovision almost every year since 2011, and I've gone to Sweden 3 times already. It's a lovely place. It's fine. But purely as a selfish, bitchy self, I want to go either somewhere I haven't been or somewhere I haven't been in a long time. I don't love the Austrian song, but I love Vienna as a city.
Yeah.
What if we're going to Salzburg?
I don't know if they've got the venue, but you know what? Honestly, Austria is a lovely, lovely place. I ate well, fantastic coffee. The venue in Vienna in 2015
was fantastic. Year.
It was great.
Everything about it was great.
The 24-hour Turkish bakery right by the arena.
That restaurant we went to.
Oh, all of those restaurants.
Yeah, all the restaurants. What's it called? Podium?
Podium. God, I wonder if it's still there.
Can't get that in Nuremberg.
So the model, quote unquote, the model as of a couple days ago, appears to be spinning out Sweden then France and Austria.
I think part of the reason Sweden is in front is, again, because there's not a clear front runner.
Yeah.
And Sweden is just such a safe bet.
Yes, it's still open.
Awesome. I just don't. But you're basing this on a history of very predictable Swedish pop songs. And this is not that. Not quite.
Not exactly.
I'm
surprised to see France at number 2 because France sent possibly the most French entry they have ever sent since last year.
So far.
Yeah. Like. But then really, they've got a lane now. I feel like we're going to get this from them for like the
show
next
this
few
to
years.
Any Eurovision it's, fan. Give them one guess what country this is from.
Because they're tired
Jesus
of hosting Junior.
Christ.
They don't want to bring.
That comment we got about Spain that was like, it's unfortunate Spain's going to keep doing this because it's not going to work. I think France has kind of settled into that groove as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard somebody say, was it on our show? I don't know. But basically opining that, like, they got so close with Vola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not. And they've decided, cool, that's what we do now. It's what Cyprus did when they almost got there with Fuego. It's
keep coming top 10. But
and it's what Spain has done when they got so close with Slomo.
Yeah. But you think about, like, France, 2016, they just overhauled. I mean, they were, like, at the bottom. They were one of those countries that just kind of came at the bottom every year. And then 2016... Yeah. They sent Jay Shoshe, and suddenly they're like, what, seventh?
I think it was
seventh. They were like a favorite to win for a little while.
Madame Monsieur. I still think Mercy is good.
Oh, that's a fantastic song. But 2016, I feel like after 2016, though, they were like, they're like consistently top of the betting odds.
Deserving of an auto qualifier, for sure.
You know, coming, doing really well. I don't think any of the songs they've sent... Yeah, I don't think we're not deserving of qualifying if we're holding to that standard.
I think Qua was a snoozer.
Okay, yeah, but so
it was kind of fun, but yeah, not their best. But no, I think Voila kind of almost ruined them in a way.
It's so tantalizingly
too
close.
Too good.
Yeah.
In that one, so basically.
Unfortunately, one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah. unfortunately. Like, the problem isn't just that, like, they set their lane by finding success with it. They set their lane with a song that they cannot top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Why are you in the lane?
And that's
we'll see. It's they have still done very well.
Probably
did fine. This is going to do well.
The country with arguably the richest artistic tradition in all of Europe, and they keep sending this.
I could see this winning, though. I think in the right year with the right competition, a song like if it's maybe not as voila was, but like up there in terms of quality. Like, I don't think last year we expected France to come fourth.
No.
And
something is bubbling up.
But that was really not good. Not quite as high. I can see a top 10, but methane. I feel like
then
they
could. Then we saw the staging. Yeah, saw the staging.
But they could not accidentally, but like, you know, up the middle, as people say, it could do well enough with the jury and the televote to win overall. Mm-hmm.
Something strange it could, is happening yeah. this year.
If there's nothing, if in a year like this, if France's song was a bit better, I could see it winning.
Yeah. What she's got to do is just have that thing on the screen at the end that says "Dedicated to my mom and dad, I love you."
Mommy and my
I want to see.
You
should
is,
see it after every song. Yeah. Barbara Bastu, dedicated to my mom and dad. Ikome, dedicated.
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for
heavy fornication.
And on that note, everybody, we should wrap this up. The next time that you hear from us. Four out of the five of us are going to be on the other side of the ocean.
In the most neutral country of them all.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for for listening to us, for joining us. If you were one of the folks who contributed to our poll today, thank you so much. Your contributions, your comments are amazing. We really appreciate
your comments. Your comments. Sorry, I'll stop.
No, you won't. I got to end this for the love of God. You know how to reach us. Find us on socials. Oh, God. 1-2 Points USA, 12 Points of America@gmail.com if you want to email us directly. We are so grateful to each and every one of you. Again, if you see one of us in Basel, come up and say hi. We're generally pretty nice folks. We might be jet lagged the first day or so, maybe a little grumbly, but you know.
Come say hi. We'll give you swag.
Yay, swag.
Hey.
Thank you all so much. We will catch you on our next episode. But until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Danny.
And I've been Liz.
And America.
Stop listening now.
Milkshake Man, dedicated to my mom.